Dairy aside, Wisconsin loves sports more than anything. We measure time in sports seasons, not months. Once in middle school, I arrived in class to find a student weeping, head down on his desk. The Packers had lost. I tried to comfort him, but wasn't very good at it, knowing nothing about football. Sometimes, I feel like I'm one of the only people in the state born without the sports gene. Unfortunately, the same goes for playing sports. I'm a natural-born pacifist and don't see the point in conquering a group of fellow citizens on a field or mat. But in Wisconsin, kids are supposed to be athletes. My parents desperately wanted me to fit in, even though they have little interest in athletics themselves. That's how I found myself sitting in a car at age 6. I'd been given a shirt emblazoned with the word Strikers in bold orange type. What was a striker? I soon found out. I was. My parents stopped the car by a small field. There stood dozens of kids. From the looks of their t-shirts, I could see they were also strikers. Apparently, we were a soccer team. Needless to say, I didn't fit in. But my parents couldn't accept the idea that I'd be a sports outcast, so they tried every other option they could think of. There was fencing, in which I was encased in a helmet twice the size of my head. I made a brief appearance at wrestling camp, but couldn't last more than a few seconds in a match. My low point was gymnastics. I had to be carried out of the gym. There was only one sport left to try. Football. I was in fifth grade, which is apparently not too young to be strapped into pads, shoved onto the field, and told to show no mercy. I soon learned that football parents really want their kids to win. A teammate's dad stopped me on the sidelines and pounded my chest. "Go Regents!" he screamed. "Go Regents!" I tried to shout back, my prepubescent voice cracking. I spotted my parents in the stands. They weren't screaming about the Regents. In fact, they weren't paying much attention at all. My dad had brought a book about Benjamin Franklin. I fantasized about reading a book myself, but the coach blew his whistle. "Hey you, Schaefer, you're in!" I took my place on the defensive line and gazed up at the guy squared off against me. He was a hulking monster, at least a foot taller than me. I ventured a peace offering. "Hey, good game, as long as we have fun, right?" We wouldn't take an insignificant game in Sun Prairie so seriously as to do each other real harm. Then he charged. I came to a few hours later.